92 here at 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ken Cunningham.
And we have a guest on the phone. This is Senator Dan Katowski. How are you, Senator?
Good. Good afternoon. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for hopping on the phone. I'd called your office because I wanted to verify something that I had talked about earlier. And I'd found out that you were the sponsor of a bill, and it's the sponsor of a bill where there would be some furlough days for state lawmakers. But the story that I read also said that there would be in this bill, there was also the possibility of a couple of committee chairmen getting a 40% pay increase. And I literally about had a heart attack.
Yeah, that's completely untrue.
It is untrue.
We're running the legislation. There's since been a retraction issued on that story, an apology issued by the reporter. The Senate Bill 260, and I'll be very clear about what it does, it requires lawmakers, and that includes constitutional officers and state officials, to work 12 days without pay.
Okay.
What this means is it's going to reduce off the base salary of every state representative elected official by $3,100. We did the same thing last year, so that means over the last 2 years, we've reduced our salary by $6,200.
Okay.
I do this because I think it's very important for us to sacrifice as public servants, the same way people are sacrificing at their home mm-hmm. and in their business. And I advocated for these days without being paid last year, advocating for the same this year. When I first got elected as a senator, one of the things that happened is we got a salary adjustment. I didn't take that my first year.
Okay.
In fact, I donated it to someone who ended up going to the University of Illinois with that money. So over the past couple of years, we basically said, number one, 12 days without pay. Number two, it's a reduction in how much you make. Number three, it's a savings to taxpayers of $1.2 million.
Okay. Well, that's good news. I'll tell you. So the reporter with that story how did that reporter get it so wrong as far as the 47% increase for committee people?
It's just that, I think there's sometimes, there's some confusion. In fact, the comptroller's office today said that there was for another bill, they kind of had a typo in it.
Okay.
But this bill, very clearly, the reporter came up to me and apologized to me.
Okay.
And so did the editor of the newspaper. Because can you imagine writing legislation at this time, which would provide for an increase in our salaries? That's just my job. One of the things that I've been working to do is cut the state budget as appropriations chair. We've cut the budget right now by $776 million.
Uh-huh.
We're going to cut the budget by another, it's going to get us to about $1.2 billion. We're doing stuff that has never been done before in Springfield.
Okay.
In years. And I think the public needs to know that we're taking these significant drastic steps to cut the size of state government. And one of the ways we do that is cut our own salaries. I think it's so important. It doesn't make me popular with my wife at home to do this, right? Because she's like, honey, bald and sexy is only taking you so far. I need you to figure out a way to make some money. But I'm in public service because, there's people in the military. Look. There's people who work hard. And, they make the sacrifice, and mm-hmm. the people in law enforcement and public safety. So what we've been doing is just going across the budget. And I'm a chair of Appropriations Committee, and we've been making these significant cuts.
Okay.
And the fact is, I think, what you're seeing, and we were very clearly, is continuing this practice of cutting our budgets and making sure we restore faith and credibility and trust in government. Because to be quite frank, for some time there are people who just made some poor decisions. So that's what I'm working to do with Senate Bill 260, and that's why we're working to get it passed.
Well, I thank you very much for coming on and for letting us know. Like I said, I was mad. I was livid. I couldn't believe it. And so I'm glad to know that it's not true and to hear the true nature of what your bill is, sir.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And, you can imagine what the response that I had is my intent. Yeah, this is, I think it's very important, like I said,
has
to
your phone
cut
been,
our salaries.
Has your phone been blowing up today?
there's people who are reaching out to me and they're saying, well, what's going on? Because the whole host of us have committed to putting a plan in place to end the reckless spending policies of the past, right?
Okay.
And we have this new thing. You may not realize this, but we have a budget process that we're putting in place. The first year we're doing it, no longer are we doing cost-based budgeting, which results just in more costs, right? We're doing budgeting based on how much money we have, like to spend, like people do at home and in their business.
Mm-hmm.
It's a revenue-driven budget. It's called budgeting for results. That means we make budgeting decisions based on performance and impact, not politics and special interest. And we're one of the only states, get ready for this, in the country to have codified this into law. And we're going through every agency, every committee, every commission that comes before the Appropriations Committee. They have to report on results achieved with dollars received. They have to report on value. They have to report on outcomes. Just like you have to do at work, just like you have to do at your boss, just like people have to do in their businesses, just like people have to do in at schools and, you know, making sure kids are producing, getting good grades. This is what we're doing now in government, and we're making this sea change. And you know what? I got to tell you something. The biggest challenge right now is the pushback on this, because people for years have done government a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a certain culture in government, a certain way of making decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're changing that. Yeah, you may not realize this, but in a bill that we passed in 54, Senate, it was House Bill 5424, this year basically says as of July 1st,
mm-hmm.
2013, we are suspending $17 billion worth of state grants. $17 billion. And every single one of those grants have to justify themselves based on performance. $17
billion. Mm.
I also got a law passed that last year. I worked with my colleagues in Senator Frerichs. I know represents your area.
Mm-hmm.
We worked on this law, which basically opens up all state contracts for competitive bidding at the point of renewal. We found out that in the past, under Republican and Democratic governors, they were automatically renewing contracts.
Right.
And basically, we said, here's what we're going to do. Every single contract to the point of renewal and rebid has to be open up for competition, has to be open up for rebidding.
I know. It's turned out to be a little bit of a sour subject around here because of the Health Alliance thing, but yeah.
Yeah, well, look, you have to, but the thing is, you have to do this. The good news about that stuff is sometimes you slow things down,
mm-hmm.
just like other people do, and you don't move things really quickly out of the gate, and you get better accountability, efficiency, and transparency.
Yeah.
And that's what people are looking for. They deserve it.
Amen.
So I appreciate the opportunity to come and speak on your radio station. I'd love to. We're going to keep moving through on the appropriations process. And by the way, there's another bill running that's going to cut the size of government, constitutional officers, state officers, are going to cut it by another $74 million. The public needs to know this. This is good stuff that's happening.
Okay.
And it's my role to keep on doing that, and I'm working with my colleague Senator Staines and people within, you know, our caucus and the General Assembly to do just that.
Awesome. Well, Senator Dan Katowski, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.